Treason Me, a Merlin fanfiction, written by Lest We Ship, read by Lest We Ship. As the sun filtered into the courtyard, Arthur clutched his curtain. Below him, a medium-sized crowd had gathered to view the proceedings. Arthur straightened his back as his father addressed the people. "Good citizens of Camelot, this denizen of immorality, this evildoer, was caught unlawfully practicing magic. For this treason, he shall die." A small cheer came from the crowd, but it was hesitant at best. The boy set to die was well-liked. He was young and respectful and would always assist the aged and infirm. Two guards dragged the boy towards the chopping block. Sweat caked black hair to his pale head, and sheer terror emanated from his body. "Please," he cried, his voice hoarse, "please, I never harmed anyone. I only wanted to help." The king looked down on the boy. "You have treasoned against your king and country. It matters not why, only that you did." Uther looked at the axeman and nodded slowly. Arthur's jaw was clenched so tight, he thought his teeth might crack. But it was better to think on his teeth than the convulsing feeling coming from his stomach. There was a noise behind him, his door being opened. "Sire, I brought the water you requested." Arthur turned, black hair, blue eyes, and a terrible secret that Arthur couldn't acknowledge. "Set it down and leave me." Merlin cocked his head to the side. "Sire?" Concern written across his face. "Nothing. Don't worry. Hey, how about we go practice your footwork?" His only response was a long groan. And Arthur resumed his day with near normalcy, pretending he didn't know anything and wondering what would happen if he did. The end. I suppose. That was a 300-word-ish drabble with a pre-slash pairing, Merlin Arthur, if you have the right kind of goggles, I suppose. Sorry about my accent, not English, I'm Australian, so yeah, alright, I'll leave it there.